UN0TR W4NGU.
UN0TR. Good afternoon, Phil.
Who, my friend?
No good.
I resemble that. Hi, Dave. Oh, I was just looking at logbook of the world here. I wanted to see if that guy was still alive from over in the Ukraine I made a contact with last night, but I don't think he uses that. But got one from Honduras and Israel, and just finished off some five-year-old extra sharp Wisconsin cheddar cheese with some of Bernice's homemade summer sausage and some little bitty pickles. It was delicious. So how you doing, Mr. Phil? And turn it over to Dave, even though he so rudely interrupted us.
I'm in a bad spot.
I just had to get that one in on time. I figured he'd say that was one, but anyway. I hope y'all are doing well, and I just heard our Phil call for you there, and I'm getting ready to jump out of here and go in public, so y'all carry on. I'll be back in a minute if y'all are still there. But go ahead and pick it up, Phil, if you've gotten out of your bad spot there, and Merry Christmas to both of you. We'll talk to you later, KB4 CBA.
Don't run off. I haven't had time to get even with you yet. Go ahead, Phil.
David, I was down at on 29 down there near Tabs at the bottom of the hill there. I couldn't hardly copy the repeater.
Funny lately. I don't know why. I really don't, Phil. But Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I hope you're having a good day. I was just watching some of the more modern. We've been busy as what do they call it? A fly during tick season or something. I don't know. I'm tired this afternoon. Been running around and getting Christmas things done, and Bernice has been cleaning everything up. The kids flew into Charlotte from Michigan, and they're visiting a friend, and then they'll be down here later, and the daughter down here and her family will be up too, and we're going to eat an abbreviated supper, some sandwiches and that, and tomorrow Bernice is going to fix barbecued ribs and all the trimmings.
Well, does she use outdoor grill, or what's her barbecue method?
Come on over here where I can hear you. I'll let you hear it from the War Department.
I stick them in the oven for several hours and then put them on barbecue.
Outside. And then she makes her own barbecue sauce.
That woman's worth her weight in gold.
Many years ago, there was about 10 of us, and I don't know if you was included in that or not, but poor IQ, and he's been around a lot of places, and he says, that's the best barbecued ribs I ever ate in my life.
To a school in Georgia, there's all different kinds of ways to make them, but some of the best ones my family have raved about have been just what she's talking about, started off in the oven.
What'd you put them at, 200, Bernice?
Yeah.
250 in the oven for several hours. I don't know how long. She's over there making something else right now. She's got the mixer ready to go. Oh, she's making breadsticks. And oh, are they delicious. She finally got that down pat. We used to go to an Austrian family up in Frontenac, Kansas. And they was the only one that could make breadsticks worthy of putting their name on it. And they went out of business, and Bernice has spent a long time figuring out how to do that, but she's got it down pat now. Amy, the daughter that works down GE, whenever we take her some, she says, that's my cocaine.
And it's getting to where the fast food restaurants are not worth a hoot. Back in my day at McDonald's, we had a grill, and we cooked on the grill and then put the cheese on the meat and melted it on it, and you got a decent hamburger, but Now, you know, they run them through on that grate, and they're cold when you get them. And if you get a cheeseburger, they slap on a piece of cold cheese, and it doesn't melt. And of course, the help has gone to pot. So I've gotten to where I just now stopped and got my mom some food at the Hot Dog Cafe there on 29. Some of these little places are the best places you can go now for hot food.
Over in Lyman there, on the north side of the road?
I think so, yeah. It's in Welford, Lyman, out that way before you get to 85. And it was 2:30 in the afternoon, and it was just flooded. I mean, they still had a lunch crowd.
But we agree with you 1,000%. And W4DJW said the other day, he said, the only restaurant that's stayed consistent during the COVID crisis and all, he says, KFC still finger-licking good. And, you know, we don't go out to eat very often, but we was down there yesterday and got some extra crispy chickens, number 8, I think they call it. And you get two thighs and a leg and mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw. And just like Dave said, it's finger-licking good still.
It's turned 69, so that'll tell you how long it's been since I've been in college. But that's when I worked at McDonald's. And back then, if food stayed in the bin, they called it. For 10 minutes, they threw it away. They had a special trash can that'd fire you if you got food out of it. But that's how concerned they were with it being hot and fresh back then. But you don't find that now at McDonald's.
Well, we had went to the one, that is over by Welford, the one you're talking about. I like the, I call it the weenie shop. You just go north of our house on 101 and right there, looks like an old schoolhouse right in the middle of the, where it tees off to go over to the place where you compact your trash. And they were good people, and then she started letting the daughter run it a few years ago, and we haven't been back. But the one that got me the worst was we went to Dairy Queen down here by Lowe's on Wade Hampton in Greer, and or Taylor's, and the old gal that runs the place and the family has always been first rate and good food and a little pricier, I guess, but nothing to worry about. But if it's a good hamburger and whatever you ordered with it, good ice cream, and this little gal leans out the window and she had one of those nose rings in her nose with just about a drop of alcohol off and handed us our food. We ain't been back there either, Phil. But McDonald's, one time you go and they're fairly decent, and the next time you go, they never get anything right, and it's cold, just like you said. This is Enduro TR.
Well, I went in the McDonald's at Bowling Springs ago and had to wait forever, and the food was cold and everything. I was about to leave, and a guy got out of his car with a tablet, and he was obviously management from out of state. And I said, oh, I got it lucky. And I went over to him, and I gave him real nice. I just said, you got some problems here, mister, and here's what happened and everything. And he said, just a minute. He went back to his car, and he brought me a handful, I mean, like $100 worth of gift certificates. I said, Doc, I'm not panning for a free food. I'm just trying to let you know. He said, oh, I know what kind of problem we got here, and I appreciate you saying something. So we did enjoy those coupons.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. There was one of those guys in down here at Taylor's one time, and they were very courteous, and the food we got was good, except for one thing. I forget what it was, and boy, that guy that was a manager, he was right out there and corrected that himself and stood there and talked to us for a while. Well, I've got the chickens all fed and got the lawn, the leaves, neighbor's leaves, mulched off of it out front. It looks nice, and the fescue's growing good. Can't wait for the whole family to get here. Went down and ordered the grandson a toolbox for Christmas at Harbor Freight. and it wasn't supposed to be in until after the first of the year, and lo and behold, it come in. So it's in the back of the truck, and he don't know it's here yet, so he'll be happy. Oh, shoot, Phil. It's busy around this time of year, don't it? Miss Sender OTR.
Yeah, one other thing, and I'll drop the McDonald's thing. What finally made me say I'm going to find that manager, I'm going to see, report what's going on, they wouldn't give me my change. At the drive-thru, you don't need that change. What you need that change for? And, you know, and that really got me when you couldn't get all your money. And he said, that's not the first time I've heard it. He said, I totally believe you.
I never heard that one before. The Sinjero Tia, that guy could get rich, couldn't he? Oh, shoot. Yeah, I worked at a Dairy Queen back in Pittsburgh, Kansas, years ago. And that old gal, she was unbelievably tight. I never forget this. I'd worked there in my spare time when I was going to school. And she would weigh every ice cream cone. And if it was a couple of ounces over, you dumped it back in and drawed another ice cream out. Phil, can you imagine them being that chintzy?
Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous. But there's a lot of, I can give you a lot of instances of a man and a wife owned a business, and it had good food, and they turned it over to the kids, and that was the end of that.
Nothing for the holiday, Phil. Anything in particular? We're not going anywhere, to my knowledge. We got everything set up for Christmas. We're just happy to have the family at home, and daughter and son-in-law and the kids are all coming up on Christmas Day.
Around, this will be Mother's second Christmas without Daddy, so we're not going to travel for a while, and we got some relatives coming in, and we'll bring food in for Mother so she doesn't have to cook, and it'll be a good time.
Hey, ma'am.
Well, that's great, Phil. I'll let you go. It's been great hearing you this afternoon, and I think I'll go out and see if there might be. The chickens aren't laying where the hoot, and we got one egg this morning. I'll go see if we got one more. Oh, I got a new microphone for my ICOM 208 today. The other one wasn't lit, and I couldn't see to program it. And so I ordered me a lighted one. It was only $23, so heck, I thought that was a bargain for a microphone. Anyways, Merry Christmas, Phil. And I'll say 73s, W4NGU in 0TR, 73.
Okay, Tom, next time we'll talk 40 meters CW, W4, never give up, clear.
Oh, that sounded great. Did you get you an antenna up for that? Outstanding. Well, we can do that. Conversational CW is a real booger. I need to practice. We can slow down a little. Shoot, I talked to Israel last night, Ukraine, and Malawi in Africa, I guess it was, but no long conversations. Take care, Phil. This is N0TR 73.
Fellas, have a blessed, very good Christmas and a happy new year. N4 R&M Mobile, Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hendersonville, W4NGU. How's it going, man?
I'm going pretty good. Lot of traffic out here today.
Oh, yeah, I'm going from Spartanburg to Greenville, and I didn't go down 85 because Waze was showing a couple of wrecks. And when I was headed up north on that direction, I could see it was bumper to bumper as it was. So, yeah, it's... Well, they said this is the heaviest traffic day they expect this year.
On that, yeah, I'm from Hodges, South Carolina, and handle is Roger, and I'm headed up to Newport, Tennessee, to my daughter's house.
Pacific Drive?
Yeah, there's a couple of sections that's one lane up through there, and I know it's going to be a tie-up and going to take me a little while to get there, but I'm ready to see them and ready to be with them again.
That's good, man, and Christmas is the best time. Well, listen, I'm getting a phone call from my wife. Let me see what this is about. W4, never give up, clear. Good to hear from you, Roger.
Like I say, y'all have a very merry, blessed Merry Christmas, and catch you later. N4RNM, 73.